Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into a really fascinating request from you, the listener.
We are.
We're stepping right into the future of commerce. We're looking at the intersection of, you know, sophisticated mobile tech and one of the most archaic sectors on Earth.
Real estate transactions.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about browsing for homes. This is about how the deal actually gets done.
That's absolutely right. And the source material you sent over is extremely current. It really centers on this profound shift in how the market behaves.
To shift how?
It confirms the rise of a whole new wave of applications. Apps that are designed not for the, you know, the window shopping part of real estate, but for the complex, often really opaque process of closing the transaction.
Right. So our mission today is to get that clarity you're looking for. We really need to unpack the central insight here, which is the concrete existence of what the source calls transparent real estate deals via apps.
And we get our headline finding, our key nugget, right away. The source doesn't just theorize about this. It observes the current state and confirms that these solutions are actively gaining traction in 2025.
Gaining traction in 2025.
Yeah, so it grounds our whole discussion in a very specific present-day reality. The shift is happening now.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because for anyone who's ever bought or sold a house, the idea of a simple, transparent digital closing, it sounds like science fiction.
It really does.
It's an industry that's just defined by stacks of paper, delayed appraisals, confusing fees. So why is the source pointing to 2025 as the inflection point? What's so special about this year?
Well, analyzing that phrase, 2025 trend, is, I think, crucial. If something is a trend in a huge industry like this, it implies two things.
Okay.
First, that the tech underneath it all is finally mature enough for mass adoption. And second, that the regulatory environments are starting to catch up.
So it's moving from a novelty to a necessity.
Exactly. A trend means the early adopter phase is basically over. We're seeing real measurable momentum now.
It suggests the solution has found its product market fit. It's not some small niche experiment anymore.
Precisely. If we were talking about this in 2023, we'd call it an experiment. If it was standard practice in, say, 2028, we'd just call it a market feature.
But 2025 trend is different.
It means we're right at that moment where it's achieving critical mass.
Yeah.
The friction of the old system, the sheer time and effort has become so intolerable that people are finally willing to switch to a new app-driven way of doing things.
That makes a lot of sense. The technology's probably been there for a bit, but the market readiness, the trust, the legal acceptance, user familiarity with big mobile transactions, that's what's peaking right now.
Right. All the time spent developing things like digital escrow, secure e-signatures, all those verification tools, it's paid off. Those tools are finally robust enough for real estate.
So we've got the time frame. Now let's drill down into the core mechanism because the source is very specific here. We are focused on transparent real estate deals via apps. We can't just gloss over that word transparency. In the world of prop tech and finance, what does that word even mean? How does an app deliver it?
And this is where the deep dive truly begins. When we talk about transparency in a historically complex area like real estate, we're really talking about shining a light on processes that have been, you know, hidden for a long time.
Like the classic totally opaque closing costs or the endless back and forth on legal documents.
Precisely. In the context of these new apps that the source identifies, transparency isn't just a buzzword. It translates into real, measurable features.
Like what? What are the practical things that drive that user satisfaction and, well, the traction we're talking about?
Okay, so think about standardized digital contracts. Every single party, the buyer, the seller, the title company, is working off the exact same legally compliant document, and they can access it instantly.
That alone eliminates so many version control headaches.
It drastically speeds up the whole lawyer review phase. And secondly, and this is maybe the most important part for the consumer, is financial clarity.
Ah, the famous closing disclosure sheet that nobody understands until it's too late to do anything about it.
Absolutely. Transparency here means immediate, dynamic disclosure of commissions, appraisal fees, title insurance, taxes, all shown line by line in real time, right there in the app.
So no more hidden fees popping up the last minute.
None. The app becomes the single source of financial truth.
That's a huge value proposition. The app isn't just for signing things. It's enforcing a whole new level of financial clarity through the entire negotiation.
It connects all the dots. I mean, historically, you had email for talking, a bank portal for the money, a law office for signing. These apps pull all of that into one platform.
And the consolidation itself creates the clarity.
That's it. If all the documents, the compliance checks, the financial movements are all tracked in one secure digital place, often using secure ledger tech, that's the true definition of a transparent deal.
This all sounds so much more defensible than the old way. But let me push back a bit here. Real estate is super localized. Every state, sometimes every county, has its own unique legal requirements. How can one app scale nationally with all that regulatory friction? Doesn't that just slow everything down again?
That's a critical question, and it's the big hurdle that these platforms have to clear to get the traction the source is reporting.
So how do they do it?
The successful ones aren't trying to eliminate the people, the lawyers, the agents. They're trying to standardize the digital inputs those people use. They build in these modular compliance frameworks.
So the app adapts to the local laws instead of forcing the laws to adapt to the app.
Exactly. The intelligence in the app knows that, for example, a deal in Texas needs different disclosures than one in New York. The system manages those variables automatically, so it reduces human error. That's essential for getting the professionals on board.
And that functionality is what separates a simple file sharing app from a true transaction platform.
It's the key differentiator.
Okay, now let's get to the most active part of this. Here's where it gets really interesting. We know what these apps are and when this is all accelerating. So tell me more about this observation that they are gaining traction.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean in an industry this big?
I mean, gaining traction is almost an understatement here. Real estate is massive, it's global, and it is famously slow to change.
Right. It's built on relationships and trust, which new tech always challenges.
So for a new solution to gain traction, it means it's not just overcoming tech hurdles, but also, you know, immense cultural and professional inertia.
We're talking about displacing habits and fee structures that have been in place for decades.
That's right. So when the source reports traction, it means there's visible, measurable adoption. This isn't just some tech enthusiast trying it out. It means mainstream brokerages, loan officers, title companies are all integrating these solutions.
Right.
Because they realize the cost of staying with the old slow system is now higher than the cost of switching.
It becomes a competitive advantage for them. If one agent can promise a client a transparent 10-day digital closing, and their competitor is promising the usual 30-day paper-filled mess.
The choice is obvious. The traction is a direct result of that better client experience. Plus, these apps often use the data they generate to predict bottlenecks, like scheduling an appraisal, and they streamline those things automatically.
So the speed, the certainty, the clarity, that's what's driving the adoption.
It is. The gain in traction is basically proof of concept. The market is showing that it values time and certainty more than the comfort of the status quo.
It's a tipping point.
It really is.
Yeah.
We're seeing the moment where the industry's risk-averse nature is being overcome by consumer pressure. I mean, people are used to instant digital service everywhere else in their lives, and now they're demanding it for their biggest financial transaction.
Let's synthesize this then. We have these three key parts from the sources.
Mm-hmm.
First, the need for clarity, which is transparency.
Right.
Second, the delivery mechanism, which is the apps. And third, the outcome. Measurable traction in 2025.
And if we connect that to the bigger picture, the real significance is that it confirms a successful market entry by a whole new category of fintech and proptech.
It proves the thesis was right.
Exactly. The idea that consumers and professionals actually want digital transparency, it's correct. This isn't a theoretical analysis. It's a report on active, measurable success.
The fact that there's traction validates all the investment and innovation that went into solving this huge pain point in the transaction process.
And this has broader implications, you know, for how other regulated industries adapt. The success of these apps sets a powerful precedent. It says no matter how entrenched a process is, if tech can solve a major pain point like confusion and delay, the market will endorse it and fast.
So to sum it up, the knowledge we've gained is pretty clear. Transparent real estate deals via apps is a confirmed 2025 trend.
And these platforms are currently gaining traction.
It's a snapshot of a market at a moment of real transformation.
It is. It's definitive documentation of a critical market shift. But, you know, while the source confirms the trend is active, it leaves us with the biggest unanswered question.
It is
the ultimate velocity of this change.
The question of scale, always.
Exactly. And so the provocative thought for you, the listener, is about the longevity and the potential scale here. If this trend is already gaining measurable traction in 2025, overcoming decades of inertia, how quickly could it dominate the entire market?
Right. Will traditional closing methods even survive?
Or does gaining traction this year mean that a complete market takeover is just maybe 2 or 3 years away?
A fascinating thought to chew on as these platforms really start to reshape how ownership changes hands. Thank you for sharing these sources with us and letting us take this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Keep learning and keep asking those deep questions about what's really driving the next big wave of change.